Well, if you or someone you know has lost a loved one, you know about bereavement and grief. Donna Lynn Erickson is a bereavement and grief facilitator. She lives in Sherwood Park, Alberta, and she's written a book to help all of us. It's called The Funny Thing About Death. Donna Lynn, good morning.
Good morning.
Donna Lynn, how did you come to be involved in helping people through grief and bereavement?
Well, I suppose I was involved before I was born. My father was an undertaker in Manitoba. My mother was a nurse, and together, conversations over the dinner table were buried, and death was just a natural, normal part of our living process. Hmm. Also, my dad was a minister, so he could marry you and bury you.
He was there at all stages of your life.
That's right.
Wow.
Coming and going, yeah.
Wow. Well, explain the title of your book called A Funny Thing About Death.
The funny thing about death is we're all going to do it, but we're so uncomfortable talking about death or any kind of loss when someone's grieving.
Mm.
So it's funny how we as a society try and mask it, numb it, distract from it, go through all kinds of things to avoid allowing someone to mourn. And the mourning part's the most important.
Well, I guess part of what shaped your feelings today is losing your dad. Can you share that story?
My dad died in a hearse, and he was an undertaker.
Wow.
It was back in 92, actually. And because my dad did have that gallows sense of humor, working around death a lot, he picked up a fellow who had had a heart attack, and his boss happened to be with him. Now, this is in a town in Manitoba that maybe has 800 people in it, if you're lucky.
Mm.
Of course, everybody knows everybody. But they were driving back to the funeral home, and Dad looked at Glenn and said, "I feel funny. I think you better drive. I feel funny." So by the time Glenn got around to the driver's seat, Dad had already had his heart attack and was dead. But he still, you know, pulled him out on the side of the road. Now you have to picture this in July, two men in black suits with an unmarked black van.
Wow.
Open, and a newly minted RCMP officer who didn't know anyone in town comes around the corner, instantly hits her lights and siren, thinking this is like mafia war.
Oh, my man.
Nothing going down. And then Glenn said to her, "Help me pull the body out of the back so we can get Jelmer in." So that's kind of the...
Oh, you couldn't make that story up. Man. All right. In the book also, you talk about the three phases of when you lose somebody. Can you talk about what those are?
Sure. I talk about bereavement being the event where you've had something precious torn and ripped away from you that you didn't want to happen. So that is the loss event. And then grief is what we feel as human beings inside, is that sadness and that fog, that state of suffering, that bereavement that we're in. And then mourning is, I believe, the part where our culture maybe hasn't come far enough, is the external expression of that sadness. Because as soon as we express our sadness about something, no matter if it's death, loss through divorce, loss of a job, loss of sickness, mobility, we're going through huge losses as a society, as a whole world with COVID. But that whole mourning has to come out because we need to reconcile our grief. We need to walk through the process. And that's really my soapbox to stand on, is let's create places for people that are safe so that they can mourn their losses.
And that's the part that's most uncomfortable, I think. Would you agree?
I believe that's true. It's, you know, people want to distract you if you're sad about something, make you happy again. And then there's the fact that we want people to get over it. You know, Christmas is coming, let's just be happy. Well, there's a root in us that is suffering with sorrow. And if we keep suppressing it, that's where I believe we get caught up with addictions, chronic illnesses, just ways that we're trying to cope instead of allowing the natural process of grieving externally.
Well, since everybody's so unique when they go through these things, how can we be better educated on how to help them?
Well, I think the first thing is let them teach you. You are the expert of your own grief when you are grieving. Mm. And so the best thing is to be an ear without judging, without trying to fix, without coming up with answers or cliches. Just walk alongside and support them in their unique way to grieve and to mourn, because we are all unique and we react differently to losses.
Her book is called The Funny Thing About Death. by Donna Lynn Erickson. She is a bereavement and grief facilitator. And if you want to learn a little bit more, you can go to her website, which is facingloss.com. Donna Lynn Erickson, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Todd. It was a pleasure speaking with you.